coming up on the roster, Daniel Aaron, Josh Beer, Adam Badson, Joseph Brown, Harry Brown, Terrell,
what? Anthony and Tony.
Okay, Jordan Cohen, Mandala, Joshua Daniels, Zachy Diane, Eitan Drazen, Yossi Faraday, Yudha Feman, Ari Gatino, Ari Zara,
he's here.
Jordan Hirschfeld, Noam Jassy, Ty Kronfeld, Jacob Melman, Joseph Muggleman, Jonathan Mutation, Joseph Shea, Jonathan Olshin, Nathan Payman, Ethan Pinchot, Peter Rubin, Alexander Schlesinger, Toby Schlossberg, David Schmidt, Eitan Schneier, Sally Weidman. Okay. Okay, so let's start by covering a little bit of the ground from yesterday. It's a little bit clearer to me now. This has raised the problem. Every time you have a nisur kedei klipa, every time it's Chazal say this nisur kedei klipa, so why don't we say that, for example, Shmuel's memory of Kailuf Aichalat Shemigil Agit, Taisha says it's really Asas kedei klipa, maybe kedei netila. Anyway, every time you have such an nisur, so why don't I say that kedei klipa? So granted, the nisur was only nice and time in the kedei klipa, but the kedei klipa is nice and time in the next kedei klipa, and that kedei klipa is nice and time in the next kedei klipa. And since Chaticha Nas Nereilus, so everything should be also. Taisha answers you say. That we'll talk about Taisha's answer in a second. But Taisha brings from Rabbi Lezim Yitz from the Iranian that you only say Chaticha Nasan Neveila in a Chaticha Shleima, not in a Chatzi Chaticha. So if you look in the Iranian side, the Iranian explains the Svar. Taisha says it's not, it doesn't deal with the Svar. But the Iranian himself says the Pshat is that the Yisr, the din of Chatich Nas Nevela is a din der Abadim, and it's a gzera of Otu Nevela Manish. They were going to say an Yisr that was Makabal Tam Nevela, that you should treat it as if it's a Nevela entirely, Otu, a piece of meat that really is a Nevela entirely. Nevela, since a Nevela, a real Nevela, is only a Chatich Shlema. You can't have a piece of meat that's half Nevela and half not Nevela. It's not Shaya. Generally speaking, every Yisr, it's Teufis, the whole piece, if it's the Yisr Be'etzim. So Nevela, the whole din of Chaticha Nas Nevela, since it's Otu, Nevela Mamish, so Nevela only applies to a Chaticha Shlema and not to a Chatzi Chaticha. And the Rebbe has another corollary from that halacha. He says that therefore the din of Chaticha Nas Nevela only applies to Min Benira. A piece of meat that was Makabel Tam Nevela, so it's Michlefa, you could confuse it with a real Nevela. An apple that was Makabel Tam Nevela, nobody's going to think that the apple is a real Nevela. So then you don't have the din of Chaticha Nas Nevela. I bossu b'chalav. There's certainly chaticha nevela by bossu b'chalav. And he says that's a different concept altogether. That's a din. It's mashma maybe even a din deraisa. That's a svara that the bossu became also be'etzim when the chalav and the bossu are cooked together. So it's not that the chalav asks the bossu. The chalav is also be'etzim and the bossu is also be'etzim. So there it's literally the bossu became nevela. That's a different din entirely. That's the way. So it follows. Like I said yesterday, the chayr it follows. That the distinction that the Rebbe makes, they only say chaticha nas nevela and a chaticha shleima, not in a chatzi chaticha. That's only by shari surim, where it's otu and nevela mamish. Nevela mamish can only be a whole chaticha. But also the cholav, where it says svara diaraisa, that there's a din of chaticha nas nevela. So there, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a chaticha shleima or a chatzi chaticha. So later, I saw the Prima Gadim says this beferish. The Prima Gadim Kuf Aleph in the Sifsei Das Sim Kotan Vav says beferish. That the Iraim's chiluk is only in, was only said by Shari Surim, not by Bosa Bechalov. So yesterday, but on the other hand, Tyson Dav Kuf quotes the Uraim, the last Tyson Dav Kuf, it's long Tyson, he quotes the Uraim as saying this distinction even by Basa Bechalim. He assumes that the Uraim's Chiluk is going to have to be true even by Basa Bechalim. Since Sora is difficult. But I think the Tyson had a hefet for it. That's what I'm going to say now. I think the Tyson is a hefet that he has to learn the way. Because yesterday he asked the Kasha, what's the Uraim going to do with the case of Chamlut Echtsoinon, where it's Basa Bechalim? And it asks Kedei Klipa. And they make Levolo Kedei Klipa. So there's Basa Bechalov. There you kiss. So why didn't I say that? That Kedei Klipa asks the next Kedei Klipa, asks the next Kedei Klipa, and so on and so on and so forth. There you're not going to have the Uraim's Teretz about a Chatzi Chaticha. Because there's Basa Bechalov. By Basa Bechalov, we don't have that distinction. So Chatz Akash and the Uraim. And it's interesting. The Uraim himself, Taisus didn't enumerate examples of Kedei Klipa. He just says every time Chazal asked Kedei Klipa. But the Uraim gives a lot of examples. When he asked the Kasha of Kedei Klipa, he gives a whole slew of examples. This is not on his list of examples. All his examples are by Shari Sur. He never asked the Kasha, what about Chamut Echtsoin? It's Kedei Klipa. Why does he not say the whole Chatik? But the Chor, we could ask him the Uraim. There it's Basu B'Cholov. In Basu B'Cholov, your Teretz about a Chatzik Chatik is not going to work. So what are you going to do with Chamut Echtsoin? What are you going to do with Hakamar? So I said yesterday, the answer is that the Uraim is going to learn that a Mekel of Bola Kedei Klipa doesn't mean that hat meat only has Bekayach to Gilei Kedei Klipa. It means that since the meat is cooling off right away, because it's Chamut Echtsoin and Patel Gober, and the meat's cooling off right away, so in the time that it takes to cool off, it only has time to be Gilei Kedei Klipa. So then this Kasha doesn't start. By the time the first Kedei Klipa finishes becoming Osir, it's already cold. It's not going to ask the next Kedei Klipa. That's how the Uraim is going to, I think that's how he would deal with this question. So if that's the case, but what about Tosis? Tosis can't say that. Because Tosis learns that a Mekel of, we saw in the Tosis before, was Mashman Tosis, that Tosis learns that the din of the Mekel of Bolo Kedei Klipa is not because there's not time to build Vilei Amor. But because Bosa Chom Be'etzim is not like Sli, Sli is Vilei Kedei Netila, Bosa Chom is only Vilei Kedei Klipa. We saw Ramah like that. I never gave you the Maramokum there. Ramah is in Kufay. You're there, Kufay Sibgimel. The Ramah says two pieces of meat side by side, one is Chom and one is Tzoyim, so there's no Ilal, there's no Tatar, nothing's cooling off, everything is status quo. But nonetheless, it's only the Leia Kedei Klipa. Obviously, Ramah understood that, and the Goyim says Befeish, that the Mokah for that Ramah is from the Dinavad, they make a Lebola Kedei Klipa. What do you mean, I make a Lebola Kedei Klipa? There it's being in Miskar, here the piece of meat is not being Miskar. There's no Tatar Gola. You see that the Ramah understood that a make a Lebola Kedei Klipa doesn't mean that there's only time to Bilei Kedei Klipa. It means, really, Tata Gover. And the halach is it's all going to be cold eventually. But meanwhile, right now, the milk doesn't get hot. But the meat starts off being hot. So if there's a period of time in which you have hot meat and cold milk. Hot meat and cold milk, but etzim is Bilei Kedei Klipa. So then on the side by side, it's the same thing. Hot meat and cold milk, or cold cheese, or whatever it is. Is be'etzim only, well, cheese maybe is, but I don't know. But hot milk and cold, hot meat and cold milk is be'etzim only Bilei Kedei, only Bilei Kedei, Kedei Klipa. So Mela, Tais Lashitosam, since they learned that I make a Lebola Kedei Klipa, doesn't mean there's no time. It means Be'etzim, it's only Asterin, it's only Be'lea Kedei Klipa. We can still have the problem, but that Kedei Klipa should ask the next Klipa, should ask the next Klipa. Tais Lashitosam has to learn that if the Reim is answering that there's no Chaticha Nas in the Veil and a Chatzi Chaticha, it has to cover that case too. So if a Taisus and Avkuf Lashitosam assumed that the Reim's Teretz about a Chatzi Chaticha must be true even by Basu B'Cholot. Because if it's not going to be true by Basu B'Cholot, you're going to have outstanding the problem of Chamlut Echtsoin. But the Uraim himself is not mashma that way. The Uraim, in the safe Uraim, is not mashma that way. So that we can say, like we're saying, that he learned that in Mekel Lebo, look at Eklipa a little bit differently. And that's a chesmen to finish up. But Akoponim, I think that's the Shitas HaYuraim, that the Dinah Chaticha, of the Dinah Chaticha Nas Nevela, it was only said on a Chaticha Shleimah, it wasn't said on a Chatzi Chaticha. Taisus has a different heritage for the problem. Why doesn't every Kedei Klipa ask the next Kedei Klipa? Taisus answers. Well, let's leave Taisus for last. The Ran has a different territory for the problem. Why doesn't the Kedei Klipa ask the next Kedei Klipa? Ask the next Kedei Klipa? Says the Ran at the end of Kol HaBosa. there's a long round here about Chatich Nasa Nevela. Says the Ran that the holding of Chatich Nasa Nevela is Otu Bosa B'cholom. Not like the Irem. The Irem says Chatich Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim is Otu Nevela Manish. And the Bosa B'cholom is a different kind of Chatich Nasa Nevela. The Ran says, no, Chatich Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim is Otu Bosa B'cholom. As both the Irem and the Ran agree that by Bosa B'cholom, Chatich Nasa Nevela is apparently a Svar Deraisa. Bosav comes also, but Etzim is Chaticha Nas Nevela. By Shari Surim and Svara, we shouldn't really say Chaticha Nas Nevela. Must be Gzeir. The Reim says the Gzeir is Otto Nevela Mamish. And the Ran says the Gzeir is Otto Bosav Bechol. Says the Ran, the holding of Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim is Otto Bosav Bechol. Says the Ran, by Bosav Bechol is never a case of Kedei Klipa. Not Mishkachas, but by Bosav Bechol a case of Kedei Klipa, because there is Bishol Osa Torah. Din of Bosa B'cholov in the Rice apparently is only by Bishul, not by Tzli. So you can never have a case of Kedei Klipa by Bosa B'cholov. Since you can never have a case of Kedei Klipa by Bosa B'cholov, they weren't Geizer, Chaticha Nas Nevela, and a Kedei Klipa. At Kan the Ran. Agav B'cholov, if you the Ran, this is small Rebach. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Yimashar, Ketzim Shayim Kibosa B'lefes. By Gishin is Vashal B'yerech, and Yeshim B'nesim Tam, Reis, and Asura Ketzim Shayim Kibosa B'lefes. So Tosfos says lab dafka, not really mishar the yerech against the kid, because when you salted the kid asked kedei klipa and chaticha nasa nevela. So really now you have to mishar the yerech against the kid and the kedei klipa. Lefid Iran, that's not an issue because there's no chaticha nasa nevela and the kedei klipa. So you take mishar the yerech literally against the kid. So the mishul will be kibshuta. Kibshuta. Akoponim dos the Iran. That's the answer of the Iran. But it's not mishkachas look at the klipa by bosu b'cholu. So therefore, they went geizer chaticha nasa nevela by kedei klipa. Yeah. So in the round, we also asked, what do you mean? There's no case of kedei klipa by bosu b'cholu. First of all, what about sleep? Okay. So we could say maybe the round holds that bosu b'cholu derais is only bishul and not sleep. But what about chanut etzonon? So I said also, well, since the milk is cold, katol gavar, the milk is cold, and it stays cold. So maybe that's not like Bishul, it's more like sleep. So again, derech Bishul Asa Torah, there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela only by Bishul. But I had a kasha, what if the milk is hot? What if a cold piece of milk fell into a hot pool of milk? A cold piece of meat fell into hot milk. Leman da omer ilo gavar. So the milk, the meat does not heat up. If the meat would heat up, then it would be hot meat, hot milk, everything would be awesome. But since ilo gavar, so the meat, which is cold, cools off the milk. But at the Mekula, presumably, is Bolo Kedei Klipa. Maybe that's not true. But Pashas at the Mekula, Bolo Kedei Klipa. Meanwhile, the cold meat is Belea Kedei Klipa of the hot milk. But that may not be 100% Mukhuk, but let's assume that that's true, that cold meat at the Mekula is Belea Kedei Klipa of the hot milk. And that's the Chayre Bishul. And if it's Bishul, so then that Kedei Klipa should ask the next Kedei Klipa, should ask the next Kedei Klipa. But I think the answer is that also goes into the Ran. I think that goes into what the Ran says derech bishul asa Torah. When the Ran says this word that there's no case of a kedei klipa by bosu b'cholov, his lashon is because derech bishul asa Torah. I think he means to be clear all of these cases, cham tekzon and soin of techam tzli. All of these things are not derech bishul. Derech bishul asa Torah means you take meat, you take milk, you put them on the fire, and you cook them together. It's not derech bishul. Take a hot piece of meat and throw it into a cold pool, a cold bowl of milk, and that's how you're going to cook it. Even if you log over, but that's not just right, but it's not derech bishul. Derech bishul asa Torah, it means it has to be bishul mamish. Anything that's not bishul mamish, so it's not called bosu b'cholov derais. I think that's the push-up shot in the Ran, and maybe the whole kasha is not really an issue. What about Tosfos? Tosfos is a different teretz. Tosfos teretz is that you don't say chaticha nasa jevelo, el b'mokim that the iser is yochel lahalach. B'mokim she'en ha'iser yochel lahalach, you don't say chaticha nasa jevelo. So anytime you have a kedei klipa, the pshat is the iser can only go kedei klipa. That's the furthest the iser can go. So that's the furthest the iser can go. So that's it. So beyond that, you don't say chaticha nasa snevel. That's Tosfos teretz. So Tosfos doesn't say what's the svar of this. The Ran, it's mashman the Ran, that the Ran understood Tosfos saying a svara in chaticha nasa snevel. That the whole svara that the iser is that the chaticha of heter is nasik iser is only when it's together with the iser. But when it's not together with the iser, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. Like just a svara in a pure svara in the din of chaticha nas nevela by all iser. The lashon of Tosfos though is that the lashon of Tosfos is that you only say chatikha nas nevela if the iser is the makam she is yachal lahaloch, when the iser itself is a mispashet for kol chatikha, dum yed the tipas chalav. So what does it want with that lashon dum yed the tipas chalav? It's true across the board. Chatikha nas nevela is only b'makam she is yachal lahaloch. What does it want with the lashon of dum yed the tipas chalav? It's interesting, the Ran doesn't quote those words. The Ran, when he quotes places, doesn't say, Dumi the Tipas Chalav. Taisei Nisa, in all Chaticha Nas Nevela, Chaticha Nas Nevela is only B'mokam, She'isim Espashim, B'kola Chaticha. Okay, that's what it is. That's a Svar, Chaticha Nas Nevela. What does this want with Dumi the Tipas Chalav? So what's the Mashba L'chara from the Taisis? Chara's Mashba from Taisis. Now Taisis shares with the Ran the assumption that chaticha nas nevela b'shari sum is otu basa b'chalav, and Taisis is telling me a hezver why chaticha nas nevela is only b'lokum shi'isu yachal lahalach, because chaticha nas nevela has to be dumi to tipas chalav, and by tipas chalav the chalav is mispashet b'kala chaticha. I think that's a simple translation of the words of Taisis. We only say chaticha nas nevela when the iser is mispashet b'kala chaticha, dumi to tipas chalav. Meaning that's how it is by tipas chalav. In the mission of tipas chalav, the chalav falls into the chaticha. From the chaticha, it's mispashet into the whole kedera. So it ought to be bottled b'roy if that's the din of chaticha nas nevela. But the ma'ase of the tipa is mispashet b'kala kedera. So dumi to tipas chalav, the din of chaticha nas nevela by shari surim is only otu basa b'chalav. Very similar to the Ran. And since by the case of basa b'chalav, the tipa is mispashet in the whole kedera, so huladin, the whole din of chaticha nas nevela is only said for mokim that the iser is mispashet in the whole chaticha. But beyond where the tipa where the iser could be mispashet, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. I think that's the simple translation of the words of Taisus. Which means that Taisus is saying a sort that's very similar to the Ran. He takes it a little bit to a different place. The Ran takes it is that it's only, you don't say it by Kedei Klipa. That's how the Ran uses it. There's no Chatichas Nas Nevela in the Kedei Klipa, because by Basa B'Cholav there's never a Kedei Klipa. Taisa is a different Dumi to Basa B'Cholav. Since by Basa B'Cholav the Tipa is mispashet in the whole Chaticha, so you only say Chatichas Nas Nevela when the Issu will be mispashet in the whole Chaticha. So they're making a different Dumi to Basa B'Cholav. And it could even have Minis La'alocha. But if you have a case where the Issu was asked at a Kedei Klipa, and then that Kedei Klipa, I then, let's say in a case like this, I did it Sli. I had a gid and I was solid and I asked the Kedei Klipa. And then I took that Kedei Klipa and I cooked it in a pot with a bunch of other stuff. Would I say Chaticha Nas Nevela? Feel around, no. Because you only say Chaticha Nas, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela on a Kedei Klipa. The original Kedei Klipa never was Chalon at the Nevel. But on the other hand, if he tells us, why not? The Issa was Nispashet in the Kedei Klipa, and now when you throw it into a pot, it's Nispashet into the whole pot. So the Issa is Yochel Lahalik. There's a little bit of Gid Anosha, taste of Gid Anosha, that's now being Nispashet into the whole pot. Because it was in the time of the Gid Anosha, if Yesh Megidim Leisim Tam, the time of the Gid Anosha did go into the Kedei Klipa. And now you're taking that Kedei Klipa and you're cooking it in a pot, so that now the time is mispashet b'chol hakdera. So then you would have a din of chaticha nas nevela. I'm just bringing out that even though Taisus and the Ran are very similar, but the halacha l'maisa, they're not saying the same thing. The Ran is saying there's no chaticha nas nevela in a Kedei Klipa. Finished, because that's dumi rebosu b'chol. Taisus is a different dumi rebosu b'chol. There's no chaticha nas nevela b'mokim shena isa yochel lahalich, because by bosu b'chol the tipa is mahalich b'chol hakdera. So comes that different halacha. But the svara of Taisus and the Ran, the Chayyur, is very similar. That the din of chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim has to be dumya the basa b'cholav. By basa b'cholav, the tipa is mahalach b'cholav dera. So likewise, with all chaticha nas nevela, we only say chaticha nas nevela b'mokim she iser is mahalach b'cholav chaticha. Is yochel is pashut b'cholav chaticha. Yeah, Kanav and Shoyel. Why is that true? By Basa B'Cholav, it never happens. The Cholav is always Mishpashet B'Cholav Chaticha. It's always Mishpashet B'Cholav there. It happens to be true in the cases in the Mishnah of Tipas Cholav. But I can imagine cases of Basa B'Cholav where the Yisr is not Mishpashet B'Cholav Chaticha. for example, well, let's think, are the cases of basa b'chalav where the chalav is not mispashet in the entire chatichos? It seems to be what I say. There's no case of basa b'chalav where the iser, by basa b'chalav, the chalav is always mispashet b'chalav chatichos. So therefore, that's the model for chaticha nas nevela. It has to. It's only where the iser is mispashet b'chalav chaticha. So let's see. Next thing, is that true? Is basa b'chalav always the case with a tipa where the chalav is mispashet b'chalav chaticha? Can we think of a case of basa b'chalav where the chalav is only asking to the klipa? So first of all, let me leave that for last. Let's think about other cases. I could think of a case. What about sleep? What if I roasted basa with chalav? I mean, that's kashan l'rambam. It'll ask if they klipa. The Rambam says there's no case of basa b'chalav that doesn't ask if they klipa. So we ask, what about sleep? And the Rambam answers, derech bishul asa tarah. Sleep is not derech bishul. Stump, that's the answer. The only bishul and not sleep. Sipik tumul and paiskim, I told you. Sipik tumul and paiskim, if sli is basa b'chalav deraisa, not. You don't have to mean it's the halacha. If it's basa b'chalav deraisa, it's asa b'anah. If it's basa b'chalav deravanah, it's not asa b'anah. Sipik tumul, what's the status of sleep? The Ran is mashma, only bishul and not sleep. Derech, that's what he means. I think that's part of what he means. Derech bishul asa tarah. Maybe if Taisu will have to say the same thing. That, yeah, you can have a case of sleep that it only asks to a klipa, but derech bishul asa tarah. Maybe basa b'chalav is only sleep and not bishul. Holy God. In Taisu, I think there's an easier answer. We don't need such a complicated. I think for Taisu, there's a simpler answer. Because Taisu shitin daf kuf ches, we saw by the Mishnah tipis chalav, the top Taisu is that chalav is mefapeh. Taisu holds chalav as a dove shaman is mefapeh in the whole chaticha, even by sleep. Taisu is explaining why when the chaticha is chutz l'roitev, so how is the tipa mispashet in the whole chaticha? So Taisu said, if it's out of the roitev, it's sleep. So Taisu is chalav as a dove shaman is mefapeh in the whole chaticha. The Ran Gratis is a different answer. The Ran says because it's betoich hakter this hevel. So for the Ran, it's a serious question. That means according to the Ran, if it's just a regular tzli, then cholav only goes kadei klipa. So on the Ran, we have to say, well, derech bishlos atar, maybe tzli is not possible to cholav deraisa. For Taisus, we have a different answer ready in hand. Taisus holds that if you tzayle bosa b'cholav, the cholav is mifafei b'cholav chaticha. So that's not such a problem. But the chamu techzoinen problem is still a problem. How can Taisus he'll chorba chamu techzoinen? You have a case that in mekula bolo kadei klipa, where you have a case of bosa b'cholav, where the cholav is only nivla kadei klipa. So you see, you have a case of basa by chamla techzonon. L'chor, you have a case where the cholav only went into a kadei klipa. And it's not mispashet b'cholav chaticha. So what does Taisus mean that the kadei do me the people's cholav? But chaticha nas nevela is only on the model of tipas cholav, and tipas cholav is always mispashet b'cholav chaticha. Here's a case where you have a tipas cholav, and it's not mispashet b'cholav chaticha. And presumably chaticha nas nevela. So over here also chaticha nas over shari sum. Let's say chaticha nas is nevela. So we can answer the echter ran. We could say the same thing. We're ready. It's the same kasha we had in the ran. Now it's just popping up again in Taisus. So we can say the same thing that we said in the ran. There we shall also tell us that that's not called basa b'cholav derais. Since we made Taisus very similar to the Ran, so the old questions that we asked in the Ran are questions on Taisus. What about sleep? But for Taisus, what about sleep is not such a problem because cholav is mefapeh. But what about chamlutech sainan, chamlutech chamlumad, lamadami logavar? All those questions that we had in the Ran, your questions on Taisus too. If the whole reason why chaticha nas nevela is only when the issue is behalach b'cholav chaticha is because it has to be dumi the basa b'cholav, and by basa b'cholav the cholav is behalach b'cholav chaticha. Where do you get that axiom? We have cases where the cholav is not behalach b'cholav chaticha. So we'll have to say, al derech the Ran. Derech bishul of the derech bishul basa b'cholav deraisa is only bishul and not sli, only bishul and not cham tech zaynu or zaynu techa. Yecholiot. Could I be? It's Kenzai. It's Kenzai. I don't give a shit so much. Ken is can. Zayin is to be. And this is it. A lot of times the stomach is like the T in English. Okay, anyway. It's like S is eat. S might be. S is eat because the S sound at the end in English became a T. Where the hell? Yeah, so it's Kenzai. It could be. Maybe that's the answer for it. Well, it's good for the Ran. It's good for Taisus. But I think in Taisus didn't say this word of Derech Bishul Asa Torah. The Ran says it. The Ran explains. it has to be by Basar B'Cholov, it only asks for the Klipa, because they're official Asar Torah. So the Rav says it. Taisa didn't say a word about the official Asar Torah. B'Chor, this is a big piece that you need to have in order for this work to work. That Basar B'Cholov is always, always never Kedei Klipa, because they're official Asar Torah. And all the cases where it seems that Cholov is asking Kedei Klipa, those are not Derech official Asar Torah, those are not Basar B'Cholov, they're asking. Taisa should have said it. Therefore, we be Aimeli that Taisus means something else. Taisus doesn't mean that it's not Mishkachas lo, the Cholov. It's not Mishkachas lo, Bosu the Cholov, where the Cholov is not Nispashat the Cholov Chatikh. It is Mishkachas. Taisus means something else. Taisus means that the Svara the Arise of Chatikha Nasnavela. Chatikha Nasnavela by Shari Sum is arbitrary. It doesn't really make so much sense. Why should that be? A little bit of pork was nibbling the beans. The beans became pork. Like the face. Now the pork is not in the beans anymore. It's in the spash, it's a bottle of right. So why should that... it's not a svar. It's only otto basa b'cholov. And what's the svar by basa b'cholov? What's the svar? In other words, Taisus holds like the Ram. The real svar, the rice of chatik and asnavel is limited to basa b'cholov. And what's the svar by basa b'cholov? Why by basa b'cholov is chatik and asnavel? Some of the chariots, like this, the Ram, like the Ram, the Ram, they speak out a little bit. They speak it out that by basar v'cholov the basar is not only also because it has tam cholov in it. The basar is also be'etzim. The basar becomes also on its own account. So when basar v'cholov are cooked together, they're chavishal. The cholov becomes also on its own account. The basar becomes also on its own account. So therefore, the cholov can't be bottled anymore in the basar. You can't say, well, you know, if the cholov gets diluted and now we only have less than a shishim of cholov in the basar. So now the cholov should be bottled in the basar. What happened to the cholov be bottled in the basar? The cholov and the basar share the same iser. So the cholov is not mevatel, but it's like you have a whole piece of pork. They say, well, every 1% of the pork should be bottled in the other 99% of pork. Yeah. One is the iser not mevatel itself. Even if you sur mevatel and says the one is welcome. Different iser mevatel pickle and noisik and mevatel tummy. But pork's not mevatel pork. And basar b'cholov is not mevatel basar b'cholov. The basar has an iser basar b'cholov, and the cholov has an iser basar b'cholov. So the basar can't be mevatel. Once it's chalun, it is shem basar b'cholov. So the cholov is osir as basar b'cholov, and the basar is osir as basar b'cholov. So the cholov can't be bottled in the basar. That's the svara, let's say, of chatikho nasis nevela by basar b'cholov. And then shari sum, you don't have that svara, but they were geyser otu basar b'cholov. Dum yud kipas cholov. So maybe why I say this, that Taisus means that the svara chatikha nas nevela by basar b'cholov, there it's really a derais, it's a svara, but the svara of chatikha nas nevela is only true where there's at least some cholov there. So as long as there's cholov there, it has a shem of basar b'cholov. Elamai, the cholov is less than shishem, it should be bottled right. It's not bottled right. Because since they share already, since they were both nesar, the basar and the cholov both became asar, they share the same issue, so they're not mevatel each other. But it's only where there is basar b'cholov. But let's say I have a basar b'cholov, and the cholov is gone. It's disappeared. It's not here anymore. It's any yachal halach. There's no cholov here at all, only basar. So Taisa says, there the svara of basar b'cholov, the svara that basar b'cholov is nesar, there the svara doesn't apply. Because that's not basar b'cholov. Basar b'cholov, kishmoy kenu, it has to be basar b'cholov. So I may not need... So as long as there's some cholov there, so that's basar b'cholov. It has a shem of basar b'cholov. I the cholov is not nice and tam, it should be bottled of the right. Yeah, ka'omer. The chatchil, if it had been nice and tam, it would have been bottled of the right. But now that, but since b'shas bishul, it was nice and tam, so it's chal Hashem basar b'cholov on the Tarevis. So now the basar is osir as basar b'cholov, the cholov is osir as basar b'cholov. So the basar, which is osir as basar b'cholov, can't be mevatel the cholov, which is osir as basar b'cholov, because they're both osir together. But that's only when they're together, at least. But b'mokim she'en ha'cholov yochel lahalach, then the svar brings down. That's not basar b'cholov. Therefore, says Tosfos, since the whole din of chatikha nas nevela is otu basar b'cholov, so it follows the rules of chatikha nas nevela by basar b'cholov. And by basar b'cholov, the svar of chatikha nas nevela is only b'mokim that there's cholov. But b'mokim that there's no cholov at all, there's no svar of chatikha nas nevela even by basar b'cholov. So maybe there's no din of chatikha nas nevela by shari sum. When Taisa says dumi the tipas cholov, he doesn't mean there's no case of basar b'cholov where the cholov is not mahalach b'cholov chaticha. There could be cases of basar b'cholov where the cholov is not mahalach b'cholov chaticha. Chamlut tichsoyin, for example, the cholov is not mahalach b'cholov chaticha. It's only b'leikidei klipa. But that won't have the din of chaticha nas in the veilah. Even by basar v'cholav, we won't say over there chaticha nas in the veilah, because the svar of chaticha nas in the veilah has only been mokum shacholav yochel halach. You have to understand this at two levels. First of all, just in the words of places, what I'm changing, how we're changing pshat, and also the svar itself. Originally, I thought the pshat in places was, so we thought the pshat in places was dumi the tifas cholov out there at the Ran. That when the Ran says when the Ran talks about kedei klipa, in the Ran what it means is there's no case. Basa b'cholov doesn't have a case of kedei klipa. So therefore, when they were geizer alter basa b'cholov, they didn't ask kedei klipa because there's no such case. No, there's no analogous case by basa b'cholov. So I thought initially Tosfos saying something similar. There's no case by basa b'cholov where the cholov is not mahalach b'cholov chaticha. So when they were geizer shari sum alter basa b'cholov, they only were geizer in cases that are analogous to basa b'cholov where the cholov is mahalach b'cholov chaticha. That we challenged because I could dream up cases of basa b'cholov where the cholov is not mahalach b'cholov chaticha, namely chabu tetzanim. Yeah, so the Ran would answer, "Derech Bishlos Torah." That's not Basa B'Cholov of their eyes. Tosfos didn't say those words. So I'm suggesting that that's not the pshat. Tosfos doesn't mean there's no case of Basa B'Cholov where the Chol is not Mahalach B'Cholov Chaticha. There could be cases of Basa B'Cholov where the Chol is not Mahalach B'Cholov Chaticha, but those cases won't be Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa B'Cholov either. So it's the Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Sum. By Shari Sum, Chaticha Nas Nevela means a piece of chazeh went into the pork, went into the beans became basur. Now the chazeh is Fotel B'Shishim. The chaz no longer knows some time in the book. It really ought to be mutter. But they were geyser, that the beans are also because otu basa b'cholov. So it's just exerer ba'al. So there we can say, well, what's the difference if the pork is there? And what's the difference if the pork is less than shishim and the pork is gone completely? It's the same thing. Either way, it really should be mutter. It's only exerer. So what's the difference? The answer is, yeah, but let's go back to the case where basa, where chatil nas nevela is in der isa. But Sharim Sum is only Dinder Rabbanan. But there is what's the paradigm? What's the case where chatil nas nevela is Dinder isa, where it's a svar der isa, by basa b'cholov? So Tosfos says by the model, by the sugi of chaticha nas nevela, the sugi of kuf by shari sur, but in daf kuf ches, by the mission of tipas cholov, there it's a sugi of chaticha nas nevela deraisa. That's the uber sugi. That's the main sugi. That's the original sugi of chaticha nas nevela. By bosu b'cholov, where it's a din deraisa. There it's a case where the cholov is mahalach b'cholov chaticha, just that it's gotten more diffuse. So there there's a svara chaticha nas nevela. Since the bosur became osur as bosur b'cholov, the cholov became osur as bosur b'cholov. So now, even though the cholov became less and less, it's still basur b'cholov, and the cholov can't be batel b'roim anymore, because since the basur and the cholov share the same iser, so how can the basur be mevatel the cholov? But what if the cholov is gone completely? What about b'mokum she'ein ha'cholov yochel ha'halach? And there could be cases where the cholov is not yochel ha'halach, like cham tekzoinu. Would there be there a din of chatich nas nevela deraisa? Tosfos, no, why not? If the cholov is not yochel ha'halach, so what chatich nas nevela? It's not basur b'cholov. Chaticha nas nevela only if it is basar v'cholov, just the cholov ought to be bottle. So we could say the cholov is not bottle once the basar and the cholov are already nesar, because iser is not mevatel iser when they're the same iser. But b'mokum when there's no cholov, it doesn't have a shem basar v'cholov altogether. So of course there's no chaticha nas nevela. That's what Tosfos means. The case in kufches of tipas cholov, which is the case of chaticha nas nevela by basar v'cholov, is a case where the cholov is mispashit in the whole kedera. And had it not been that kind of case, then the Gemara wouldn't have said chaticha nas nevela, because it wouldn't make any sense. It's not basar v'cholov. So the Melech said Tosfos, who didn't by shari sum? We're only geizer otu basar v'cholov. So just like by basar v'cholov, the svar is only right when the cholov is yochel ha'halach. When the cholov is not yochel ha'halach, it's not basar v'cholov. So within by shari surim, if the iser is not yochel ha'halach, there's no din of chaticha nas nevela. If there's pork there, so even though it's bottle b'rayim, we treat the beans like pork, the same way we treat the basa b'cholov as basa b'cholov. But if the pork is gone completely, then by basa b'cholov it wouldn't be basa b'cholov. So by pork and beans, it's not pork and beans either. Yeah, we're building a lot in just three words and Tosfos. But still, I think we're going, I think it's a glad shot. Yecharuk, there's Kasha. It's getting now a little bit to. It's really a deep point, but. Try. Yecharuk, there's Kasha. Let's say this case. You have a case, a regular case of Chatib, the case of Tipas Cholov, the case in Kufres. So you have a Chatib Cholov. The Cholov falls in. So it's Chatib Nas is the Vela. Then it's Mispasha into the whole Kedera. So we say So here's the din deraisa. Here chatichon asnerel is deraisa. That's what we're saying in Tosfos. It's a din deraisa. Why is it din deraisa? Because since the cholov, there is cholov still in the chatichon. The cholov is yovel halach. The cholov is mischalik into the whole there, but it doesn't disappear. The cholov is, it's less than shishim now, but it's there. So it has a shem boser the cholov, and the boser can't be mevatel the cholov because since they interact with each other, they now share. It's iser and iser. This chaticha is boser b'cholov, and the cholov is boser b'cholov, so they can't be mevatel each other. So therefore, the chaticha now asks all the other or the rest of the kedei. That's what we're saying. So I have a question. Granted that this chaticha can't, the original chaticha cannot be mevatel of tikkus cholov, because since b'shas nefila the cholov is nice and time in the chaticha, it was chalan of the shem boser b'cholov. Now the cholov is also, now the boser is also, and it's not mevatel. They all share the same Mr. Basar B'Cholov. How can the Basar be Mevatel L'Cholov? The Basar and the Cholov are both equal, are both also together. But again, but we're saying in Tosfos, what if the Cholov would somehow disappear completely? Not just get less, but disappear completely. Ena Yochel L'Halach. Somehow in the case where the Basar goes in a place where the Cholov can't follow. So Tosfos, then the Basar would revert to being Mutter. Because if the Cholov disappears completely, then the Basar does revert to being Mutter. That the cholov gets less and less, and now it's no longer, it's less than shishim, that's not a heter. At the end of the day, it is basa b'cholov, it has a shem basa b'cholov. And the basa, even though it's more than shishim times the cholov, but since they're both also together, the basa can't be mevatel l'cholov. That's what we're saying. Chayav is a question. But why can all the other chatichas over here, all these other chatichas in the Kedera, they are not basa b'cholov with the tipa? First of all, I don't know if they're meat, maybe they're potato. But even if they would be meat, The other pieces of meat in the pot, did they create basar b'cholov with the original tipa? What?
Does the cholov have to spread to the whole?
The cholov does spread to the whole pot. When this cholov spreads to the whole pot, does the cholov become again a basar b'cholov relationship that can say, well, this tipa's cholov and there's all these other pieces of meat, and now all these other pieces of meat become a new basar b'cholov of the tipa's cholov? About or not? Because to become basar b'cholov, you have to be derech bishlos, it has to be nice and tam. The cholov is not nice and tam in the other chatichas. There's too many of them. It's less than shish. So the cholov is only basar the cholov with the original chaticha. All the other chatichas of meat, they might as well be potatoes. So now my question is this. Why don't I say that all these other pieces of meat should be mevatel the tipas cholov? And now it's as if the tipas cholov disappeared. And since the tipas cholov has disappeared, the piece of meat should revert to being mutter. We just said in Tosfos that if the cholov is any yochel lahalach, if you get rid of the cholov, the meat comes back to being mutter. The meat itself, the original chaticha, can't get rid of the cholov because there is cholov there, it's not gone, there is cholov there, and the basar can't be mevatel the cholov, even though it's more than shishim times the cholov, because they're both also together, as basar the cholov, so one can't be mevatel the other. Okay, fine. So this chaticha can't be mevatel the cholov. Put all the other chatichas in the pot, they might as well be potatoes. They're not basar b'cholov with the tipa. Why can't all those other pieces of meat be mevatel the time of the cholov? And if you get rid of the time of the cholov, then you're left with meat, without cholov. Oh, so now the cholov, so now even the original piece of meat should go back to being mutter. So why is this chatichah not available to deraisa? If we're assuming these are deraisa lipis faris, why don't we say that?
Yeah. When the cholov combined with the original chaticha, they combined with the same iser, so all the other chatichas would have to be batel neged the entire chaticha, not just the tipas cholov.
Well, that is the chaticha that's available. Why don't I say, but they get rid of the time of the cholov? So if they get rid of the time of the cholov, you don't taste cholov. It's more than shishin time to taste the cholov. So you don't taste cholov. You don't taste cholov. Then the cholov is gone. So now all you have is meat. Yeah, but that's good for what I'm asking. Like I'm saying, I'm asking, since it seems in Tosfos this is in the Raisa. Other Yisurim is Altu Basar B'Cholov, like by Basar B'Cholov it's a Svar the Raisa. So I don't understand, what's the Svar the Raisa? Chor the Svar the Raisa is because Basar is not Mevatel Cholov. This Basar is not Mevatel, this Cholov. Why can't all the other Basar in the pot, which doesn't have a special Basar B'Cholov relationship with the Cholov, the Cholov is not nice and time with those other pieces of meat. Why can't all those other pieces of meat and potatoes and roitib and whatever else is in the pot, which is more than Shishim times the Cholov, not more than shishim times the chaticha, but it's more than shishim times the cholov. Why can't they gang up on the cholov? They're mevatel the time of the cholov. Once they're mevatel the time of the cholov, so then the original piece of meat could revert to being mutter, like Tosfos. So who says meat reverts to being mutter? Maybe the meat can't revert to being mutter. But Tosfos says that if the cholov would disappear completely, If you could kill the chalav and get rid of the body, then Taisa says then the basa comes back to being mutter. So over here you could do that. You can get rid of the chalav. Like Taisa says, and it's the b'makom she'en chalav yochal halach. So then the basa comes back to being mutter. So here I can get rid of the chalav with all the other chatichas. Now the chalav is gone, so let the piece of meat revert to being mutter.
Even if you mevatel the tam chalav, the chatichah feel ashamed from pas lechalav. That's
but that would have been good if not for Taisus and Yochel Halach. I could have said that. But Taisus tells me that b'mokin shen chalav yachal haloich, then the basa goes back to being mutter because then it's not basa b'chalav anymore. So why isn't this the same thing? The chalav disappears, so now the chatichah should go back to being mutter. You're right. If I didn't have this Taisus by Yochel Halach, I would have said once it's basa b'chalav, so it's basa b'chalav forever, even if the chalav is completely gone. But Taisus said not that way. He says that the chol is completely gone, then the basa could stage a comeback. So over here, the other pieces of meat, they get rid of the chol. Why can't the piece of meat stage a comeback? Why did I say all these other chatichos, at least they get rid of the time of the chol? If they get rid of the time of the chol, then the chol is gone. So now all they have is the meat.
We say that by basa b'chol, the mice of bishul asher, if the mice of bishul asher is, then you can't be mevatel the mice of bishul.
If the mice of bishul only asher the chol vis-a-vis the chaticho. But the chol vis-a-vis the other chatichos doesn't really have a mice of bishul because the chalav is too little to be nice and tam in them, and they're bishul osur tayra, the ma'aseh bishul only asks when it's nice and tam. The chalav is not nice and tam with the other chatichos. So it doesn't have, that's what I said before, it doesn't have with them a relationship of basa v'chalav. It has with the other pieces of meat a relationship of chalav and potatoes. So the other pieces of meat should be able to be mevatel the tam of the chalav. Vis-a-vis the chalav, the other piece of meat are just like heter ba'alma. So it should be like a piece of meat and a piece of chalav, it fell into a bunch of potatoes, and you don't and the potatoes are mevatel the tam of the chalav, so the chalav is gone, so now the meat should go back to being mutter.
Even if there's still manish, by the other case where you're saying that
you remove... Even if it's manish, but even when you have manish, you need time mamash.
It's not sending out flavor of chalav, it's sending out flavor of the bottom of chalav.
Okay, that's a good point. So I want somebody to remember something. We had a case like this. This is reminiscent of something. You have cholov and basar and they're full of potatoes. And there's enough potatoes to be mevatel the cholov, but not the basar and the cholov together. So who spoke about that case? Does anybody remember?
Okay.
What? Okay. Maybe spoke about it, but before it was made. Chavzah spoke about it before the Chavzah. This is the case of this event. What is this about this case? You had a gezayis of cholov, gezayis of basar, and they fell into a bunch of potatoes. So, and there's 60 times as much potatoes as there is cholov. So this event says, if the cholov fell into the, if they fell in before they were cooked together, the cholov never met the basar before, and they fell into the potatoes, so then yeah, the potatoes would get rid of the tam cholov, get rid of the tam basar, and would be good. But if the cholov and the basar were cooked together, and then they fell into the potatoes, and have a gezayis of cholov, gezayis of basar, and 60 gezayis of potatoes, so this event said, I don't say, well, the potatoes are mevatel tam of the cholov. He says you need 120 potatoes, kizaisim of potatoes. You have to mevatel both together. So Chavis Das thinks it's a general din. We saw Chaim, Chazanish, not a general din. It's a din by basa b'cholov. By basa b'cholov, once they cook together, so now the Torah acid was the tam ha-meshutif. And you have to be mevatel, you need 60 times the tam ha-meshutif. It's not enough to have 60 times the cholov. A component of the Yisoid says in Isav Heter. So that's the answer over here as well. You can't say the potatoes are stam getting rid of the cholov. Because now it's basa b'cholov, the time of meshutav asas. You would need 60 times the whole chaticha with the milk. So therefore, you can't use the other potatoes to go directly at the tipas cholov. What you might do is, and you don't have 60 times the both together, that you don't have, that's the case. The piece of meat is too big, you don't have 60 times the piece of meat. What you might try to do, and that's the issue of chaticha nashuvel, what you might try to do is say, okay, the potatoes can't be mamatu the cholov by itself, because you have to after the time of meshutuf, like this Hetter says. But why don't I say that look, the cholov gets diffused, the cholov gets diluted, now there's less than a 60th of cholov in the original piece of meat. Since it's less than the original, since there's less than a 60th of cholov in the original piece of meat, so it should no longer be basa b'cholov. That's the issue of Eshul Sechel. And that we say, no, Chatech and Nafsas Nebelo, which by basa b'cholov means that even though there's less than a 60th of cholov in the original piece of meat, but since the original piece of meat with the cholov are basa b'cholov, so that they can't be mevatel each other, as long as the cholov is there. That's, I think that's the totality of the picture according to Tosfos. That's what's going on over there. It was Tosfos saying, Chatech and Nafsas Nebelo by basa b'cholov is a svar d'oraisa. What's the Svar Deraisa? The meat can't be with this chaticha, can't be mevatel lecholav, because since they bossed the lecholav together, so Issa can't be mevatel the same Issa. That's the original bossed lecholav. Now there's two remaining in nidayim. Now when you take this chaticha and you put it into a big pot, and the cholav diffuses out, so now there's two nidayim. Nidayim number one is, do I say, well look, now there's not so much milk anymore in the meat. There's less than a 1/60 of milk in the meat. Maybe the meat should, maybe it's no longer bossed the cholav. So that's the svar derais of chaticha nas and the velo, that even though I have less than a 1/60 of milk in this chaticha, but since this chaticha already has an issur bosa b'cholav, and the cholav has an issur bosa b'cholav, so even though now the cholav is no longer in time of the bosa, but it's there, and it's a shem bosa b'cholav, and it's not batel b'raya, because they share the same issur. Since they share the same issur, they can't be mevatel to each other. And that's the din of chaticha nas nevela. And that's from there we go to shari soon, this concept of chaticha nas nevela. And there Tosis also adds, that's only because the cholav is still there to some degree. But if the cholav would somehow be gone completely, then the meat would revert to being mutter. That's the din of Eina Yisr Yochel Lahalich. Let's say by Chamel Tetzayim, we only ask the Kedeklipo. So then the Cholav can't go altogether past the Kedeklipo. So then the boss that goes past that is not going to have a din of boss of the Cholav because the Cholav's no longer there. You got rid of the Cholav. But then there's still another issue, which is, but why don't I say that all these other pieces of meat in the pot, or potatoes, or whatever else is in the pot, should make the Cholav disappear? And if the Cholav disappears, then the basar should come back to being mutter, like any yochel lahalach. It's like I'm adding all that already. That already touches on the issur b'hetar. The other pieces of meat they can't be mevatel the cholov and not without being mevatel the basar. If you have 60 times the cholov and the basar together, so then you're in business. But if you only have 60 times the cholov and not 60 times the basar, so that's mamash the issur b'hetar's case. You have basar and cholov and potatoes. You need 60 times both. 60 times the cholov is not good enough. So here as well, you need 60 times the whole combination of the tifa with the chaticha, and that you don't have. So maybe the tifa with the so the tifa is still there. If the tifa is still there, so then we're back. Then we go back to what we said, and we go back to the beginning, and it's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Let's go on. Yes, so Gemara, let's pick up the Gemara. So Gemara asks, Shmuel said, "A member of the So the Rashba answered that it's bottle b'shishim. The Rashba asked the kash, the Rashba and Teres advice. The Rashba answered the right of the Karban Pesach is bottle b'shishim. Tosis doesn't want to say that. Why doesn't Tosis want to say that? What? Because then it would be completely. Then it wouldn't even ask the Netivah. The Rashba has this chiddush that the chaylev has a double action. It's mitapei and holach haticha and it's bottle b'shishim, but it still asks g'day netilu. That's the chiddush of the Rashba and Dabches and the Rashba and Teres advice. That the chaylev has this dual action. Tosis doesn't like that. So therefore, Tosis learns if it would be mefer, then it must. So therefore, Tosis holds it must be that the chaylev, the reitiv, is not mefer in the whole chaticha. If it was mefer in the whole chaticha, either in the whole carbon, then either it would ask for the whole carbon if there wasn't shishim, and if there was shishim, then it would be mutter completely. But it would never be itulis mekayman. So it must be the reitiv is not mefer peyah. Tosis says, why is the reitiv not mefer peyah? It says, "Hayim mishum the rate of any mifatcheir kol kach that's here be'al mubalei shuman. The rate of is taken not shuman, so it's not mifatpeah. The lashon says not mifatpeah kol kach. Why didn't you say it's not mifatpeah? Why did you say not mifatpeah kol kach? Say it's not mifatpeah. The answer is Tosis is going over. It's connected to the Tosis I think before, where Tosis was done the sliasik de klipa kedei netila. So Tosis lecharis. Tosis said lechar. You see sliasik kedei netila. Rate of asis kedei netila. You see sliasik kedei netila." So Taisa knows, in relation to Chalak, then maybe Reitiv is more Mifapaya than regular Tzli. So Taisa has a story that maybe Tzli only asks the Klipa, Reitiv is Mifapaya. He's saying, even if that's true, that Reitiv is Mifapaya, it's Mifapaya Kedei Netila, it's not Mifapaya in the whole Chaticha, it's not like a Dovish, it's not like Shuman, which is Mifapaya in the whole Gedi. In time and time, it's nice and shame and I get fact places. But what in the Mishnah it says that you that the in the Mishnah you have shum and agid in the fapeya. So why does Shmuel say lishal rele bishul but sleis chaylef ayichlan shem agil agid? Maybe the gid by doesn't ask it by sleep, but the shum and agid should ask it. The shum should mean the fapeya. Oh yeah. But if you listen, I'm listening near the bein tam. The shum lishal gid ain't in the fapeya. So bein tam answers, but shum and agid is not in the fapeya. That's going to be we'll see later in bein tam. Another such case. Rabbi Natan holds not all shomer is mefapeya. See by shining the kochosh. You also Rabbi Natan such a thing that a shomer in a gedik kochosh the chaylev is not mefapeya. So there, Rabbi Natan says by shomer agid. The shomer agid is not the kind of shomer that all not all shomer is mefapeya. Ve'af Rabbi Rumeir, the bachas magid is the rivom mefarish. Came in the shomer agid loy miser elam midrabanon the gozer be'otu agid. Kshein agid oisah gam boy lo yechmiru. That even though the mitzvah shomer agid isn't fapeya, but since the olis of shomer agid is also the gid, so since and the gid is not mifapeya basically, the gid by mitzvah only the gid is only nice and time after they klipa or after they netila and the other side of places whatever, but it's not mifapeya, so they weren't machmer in the shomer agid more than the gid itself. So they only asked the shomer agid also the gid. The gid wouldn't ask the whole behemoth, but the whole yerech only could they klipa could they netila. So the shomer agid. The Shuman Agid doesn't ask anymore. So Taisa says, "With Perusha, the Ma'ay, the Kaimelon, the Ein Begidim in Nois and Tam." We hold that the Gid is not Nois and Tam at all. Doesn't even ask a Klipo. Then Afilin is Bashul Oiser, Kameisha and Ein Begid Oiser. Then the Shuman Agid also won't ask it, even if you cook it, because the same way Taisa says, "Ma'ad Domi Yesh Begidim in Nois and Tam," but it only asks a Klipo by sleep. So the Shuman Agid also only asks a Klipo by sleep. So the man number that ain't begin them in nice and time, and the gid itself doesn't even ask it by bishul, then the shomer, then the shomer gid won't ask it by bishul, also won't ask it by bishul. Then you have a problem. Ravina the osa b'somach kavihanu atmosa. Having one of the base, but they salted the yerech together with the gid and osher. Ravina wanted to ask it because he thought about that maliyah, because like reseach a bishul. So the lot of rishonim say, what do you mean? We passing the ain't begin them in nice and time. The Gemara inside a test hilchos ain't begin them in nice and time. Why did Ravina ask the yerech? So a lot of Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, they say that Ravina asked it after Shuman Agid. But Taisus, Rabbein, but according to Rivam, that's not available. Because what does it help that it's the Shuman Agid? If the halacha is ain't beginning in Nisan Tam, then the same way the Gidim don't ask her, even by Bishul, never mind by Melicha, so the Shuman Agid wouldn't be any worse. So why did Ravina ask her? You're going to have to say, so Achleim, the Sabri, Yesh beginning in Nisan Tam, Kintana, the Masnisan, that even the Gemara says Hilchasa ain't beginning in Nisan Tam, but Ravina will have to be Doichuk. They have to be nitchak. They're avina held yesh begidim in eisen tam. Fine. So anyway, another kasha. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana uvda habikami de Yechanon bechnishte de mahein begdish etzol bechelbi vasu b'shaler of Yechanon amar kailuf aichla shamegi lechelbi. So what happened to the chaylo being the fapea? They would sell the deal with the chaylo. So why wasn't it also? My answer is who kochosh habit? It was a gedik kochosh. What does it matter if it was a big kochosh? Rashi doesn't say anything. Interesting. Rashi's quiet. Not sure how to read Rashi's silence. What's the pasuk tari? Taisa tup shalom. See inside. Who kochosh havi? Mefarish shumin tam. Kochosh havi ulakach shori dechel of kochosh ainu mefapeya. That's similar to Rabbeinu Tam's notion of a shumin agid. Not every shumin is mefapeya. Chel of by a gdi kochosh, even the chel is not mefapeya. Vayish leimar. Kochosh hayv means yesh b'ma'at chelev b'batul b'shishim. A lot of the chelev is in fapeya, but it's so little chelev it is batul b'shishim. Rashi doesn't say. I don't know which tribe is more partial that Rashi's silence should indicate the hapshat. It's so clear to me. Chari have to say yidipshat. Yidipshat is good. Kochosh hayv that is batul b'shishim. Kochosh hayv. It's hard for me to know which is the right which way Rashi's learning. Okay, let's see right there. The Gemara says, "Ravuna bar Yehuda Amar, Kol Yo Bechel B'Havi B'Shit, Kol Yo Bechel B'Havi B'Shayu." He has a different. It's not that it was kochosh. The case of Gdish Atzoli Bechel B'Hi wasn't that he was matter the whole Gdi. It was a chel of that kloyes that they didn't take off, and he was matter the kloyes. And the Rashi explains that that's mutter because there's a krum. It's mafzik between the chaylev akloyes and the kloyes. It's in the mafzik chroma. there's a membrane between the chaylev akloyus and the kloyus, so that even though they would seila the gedi with the chaylev, and chaylev normally is mefapeya, but it's not mefapeya through the krum. Taisa says, kli v'chel v'ha v'shaya, v'fi shoya akum afs. So Taisa says, v'nir shetorach ha'asim na kli k'dei klipo l'fi shakum asmin mu'vlam in ha'chelev, k'namin el'el, k'losu k'om ha'avi. The kum itself, the Gemara says, is not allowed to eat. So if you're not allowed to eat the kum because it has it's saturated with chelev, then the kum itself should be nois and tam k'dei klipo into the kloyus. So you have to take off a k'dei klipo from the chelev akloyus, can't get inside to the kloyus. But the kum itself is a dollar also to eat. So that asa is k'dei klipo. Finally, k'dei klipo, shasa k'dei netilo. Taisa shita is that sli asa is k'dei netilo. Why is it only k'dei klipo? Yes, this kasha. I think the answer that it's a dover mood, like Taisa said by Shem and Truma. Shem and Truma, Taisa says, it's only asa is k'dei klipo. The Gemara says in Sochev, Shem and Shul Truma, Kailif. So the Gemara says it's a dover mood. So Mustama here also, it's a dover mood, this chaylev in the krum. So only asa is k'dei klipo. In time, in fact, Taisa says, Lissi kulyum shum de mechapeya, but leib and kulyum. Tevechen kufa oma leel, otsa leel, leib and kulyum. Te'aminen de memarit leib. Kulya, inside the kulya itself, besides the chaylev on the outside, inside the kulya itself, there's some white part. That white part, the Gemara says, is also to eat. So that's the imamish inside. So that should ask the whole kulya. Why isn't the leiven kulya mefapeya into the kulya? The shleima came with the osa elam midrabanan and the osir sa kulya. Place his answer, since the leiven kulya is only osa midrabanan, so it doesn't ask the kulya. So the goyim says, in Sidon Kofei, Simchot and Mevov, that Taisus means Al Derech the Rivon before. Just like the Rivon said before that the Shaman Agid doesn't ask him more than the Gid, because the Shaman is only also Otto the Gid. So Al Derech Zed, the Leiven of the Kulya is only also Midrabon and Otto the Chaylev of the Kloyus. And since the Chaylev of the Kloyus doesn't ask the Kloyus, so the Leiven of the Kloyus also doesn't ask the Kloyus. That kind of right. Therefore, he says that the halacha we don't pass in this way because we don't pass in like the Rivo. We pass in the Shemir Agid Asas, the Ramam, the Shukra. The Shemir Agid does ask. We don't say, well, since Ain't Beginning of Nice and Tam, so Shemir Agid also doesn't ask. We pass in the Ramam, the Fair, Shemir Agid Asas. So we don't pass in like that Rivo. So the Gain says that this Levin Akloyus business, we don't also don't pass in. Because it's the story of the Rivo. It's not so, I don't understand it so much. Why it's not? How is this analogous to Shemir Agid? Shemir Agid is also the Gid, and the Gid is not Nice and Tam. So if the Gid is not nice and tam, so the Shemin Gid also, we treat it like it's not nice and tam. It can't be more common than the Gid. Chaylev HaKloyos is Mefapeya. Into the whole Gedi, it's Mefapeya. It doesn't ask the Kloyos because it's a Krum that's mafsik between the Chaylev HaGid and the Kloyos. The Leuven Kulya doesn't have a Krum. So why shouldn't we say the Leuven Kulya is Mefapeya? I go back to Mechon. If you would take the Chaylev HaKloyos and you would cook it with the Gedi, well, that was the case before, right? You cook the chaylev akloyus with the gdi. It would aser the gdi because there's no krum. It's not that chaylev akloyus doesn't have a power to aser. It has a power to aser, but between the chaylev akloyus and the kloyus is saran wrap. But between the chaylev akloyus and the rest of the gdi, it added asers. So if you take the chaylev akloyus and you cook it with something else, it asers. It just doesn't aser the kloyus. And if you would take off the krum, well, in a better case, you take off the chaylev, if you took the chaylev akloyus, took away the krum, and you cooked it with the kloyus, would it aser? Or you would seil it with the kloyus? Avada would ask, it would be mefapeya, because there's no krum that's being mafsik. So why shouldn't the... So what sense does it make to say that they only ask the leiven akloyus or to the chaylev akloyus, and the chaylev akloyus doesn't ask the kloyus, so the leiven akloyus doesn't ask the kloyus either. If you took the krum away, the chaylev akloyus would ask the kloyus. So the leiven akloyus doesn't have a krum. So why can't it ask the kloyus? I don't understand this guy. In Taisa Rosh, it's a different nusach. Taisus Rosh says that the Leibin Akulya doesn't answer the Russian Taisus Rosh says that the Leibin Akulya doesn't answer the Kulya because it's a Chumra Ba'alma. I think that sounds like a different Svara Tais. That's not like he quoted the Taisus Rosh that wrote the Rivon before too, but here he just says he says it's a different Russian. It doesn't say, well, they were only asked the Leuven or to the Chaylev HaKloyos, and the Chaylev HaKloyos doesn't ask her, so the Leuven HaKloyos doesn't ask her. The Lashon of Tosfos Rashi is the Loivin HaKleis is the Chumra Balam. I think it sounds like he's saying that it's a lower level of, it's not really a real Gzeirah altogether. Shomer HaGir is a real Gzeirah. Kind of a special Svarah, it's a tomato, a special Svarah, but still it's only also after the Gir, so you need to make more Chumra than the Gir. And other Rishayim HaKhalak on the Rivam, we don't pass them like the Rivam. So the Maisley, they made a Gzeirah and Shomer HaGir. So now it has. And it's in the Fapeya. So we don't say, well, the Giz not in the Fapeya, it's also not in the Fapeya. The Giz not nice in time, it's also not nice in time. They asked it Be'etzim to Gzer Gemurah. The Loivin Klai is not really Chaylev at all. Just wiped them, it's in the Klai. It's really not, it's not Chaylev, no, there's no reason for it to be also. It's a Chumra B'Yalma to take off the Loivin HaKlai. So that Chumra B'Yalma was like, it's like a minog. So Chumra B'Yalma, that Chumra B'Yalma was to take off the Loivin HaKlai, not to treat it as Machalos HaSuris, that it asks for sleep. That it's nice in time, it's very machair. Doesn't sound like the Torah doesn't sound like the guy. The guy seems to understand it's exeric mura. Loim and klois is the isa gomer otu chelat aklois. But Torah means the svar of the rivam. I don't understand that. The guy is svar chia to explain the upshot in the guy. Gets you a little bit further. Right today. Roman Barab Ad the Omer Kilchus Beilfas Havi. Vosu Shaila Beichon Roman Lutim Echavei Lamo. As she says, Kilchus Beilfas, Kilchus Shekets Dagim Ktanim Beilfas Shel Bosim. And Beichon said Lutim Echavei La Nachdem Oyve Kechavim. Vashminu Demut Lismechal Vitumay Vlei Yediu Shetzichem Oyve Dvaris Sevehet. So what's Gemara coming to answer? We're coming to answer the case. Shmuel said a memra, or the Gemara had Rav Huna said a memra that chaylev is mefapeya. Rav Huna said chaylev is mefapeya. So we had a kasha from a maisa uf the havi. Omer Rabbi Chana uf the havi kami Rav Yechonon v'gvish etzolei bechelvoi. And he said that it's mutter. I'm chaylev ayuchat shemigiga. That was the original question. Chaylev ayuchat shemigiga lechaylev. So the first answer was the case was chaylev kochosh. The second answer was the case wasn't the whole di, it was the klois themselves. So when Rav Yochanan said that it's mutter klois v'eichel, he wasn't referring to the behemoth, the whole di, he was referring specifically to the klois. They also did the klois. Fine. So these were different. We're changing the version of the story. Now there's another answer that how that the, again the original question was uf the havi. And so what's now the final teretz of the Gemara? That the case was this case that we thought was a gdish tzoli bechelboy, and Rav Yochanan said koyel v'eichel was actually treif of fish that they fried with some kosher meat, and Rav Yochanan said they should be matim into a kveil. The obvious question is, do you realize the kasha? I mean, stories change, but and it's not the same story at all. Like it's a different story. Why didn't we answer that really the case was it was Shaila Chil Shabbos or something, and then Shaila Bayer and Shabbos, and he told them that you're telling me a story that has nothing to do with the original story. Like, well, what is this? So the Ritva says in the Chinam, it's not a version of the original story. This is another story that happened. Very hard to understand the Ritva. So then it's not a Geit to Gemara. Like, it's not a Teretz anymore. Maybe that's what the ritual means. That the Gemara is not saying this is a teretz. The teretz we already said. The Gemara is saying there was another story also b'chnishta d'mayin with kilcha bilkas. Not mashma Gemara. There's mashma Gemara. The Gemara is saying coming to answer the original kasha from Gedisha Tzolei b'chelba. Very strange thing. Any of that. Rashi says that the case was that they would tzolei the gedi b'ilfas. What was in the ilfas bosa? So they were cooking meat and they put some sheketz dagin tanin. And Rav Yochanan said, and Shaila now is in Leisin Tam of treif of fish. So Rav Yochanan said, "Lutam Ekvela." This is a little bit of discussion. Rav Kreger asked. Rav Kreger brings from the Bishneir. I think Rav Kreger's on the Shulchan. Rav Kreger brings from the Bishneir. There's a shach. The shach is done. Dogim tmeim with dogim kshayim. Is it min b'mini or min b'shayim? Do they have the same taste or a different taste? So the Shach says he thinks that all fish taste the same. And the Shach says, forget, the Shach says it's not mistaber that kosher fish and trefa fish have the same taste. He thinks that dogim tmeim with dogim tayrim are min b'she'ein emiloi, and mimela, I mean, it's not min istalocha, min minoi is, midirais is chad betray, even though midirabon you need shishim, but it's a sveik adrabon, if you're not sure if you have shishim, you could rely on the sofik. Min b'she'ein emiloi, then you need midirais or shishim, so if you have a sofik, it's a shishim. It's also not min istra kvela, but nowadays we don't give to kvela, we'll talk about that in the next time. The minig nowadays we don't give to fail altogether, so that's not enough gemini so much for us. But nonetheless, there's enough gemini halacha between min b'minoy and min b'she'ein minoy in a case, primarily in a case where you're not sure if you have shishim. It was nishbach, you don't know if you have shishim. So by min b'minoy it's a sveik of their abon, and by min b'she'ein minoy it's a sveik of their ice. So what's the din of dogim tmeim with dogim tarim? So the shach says he thinks that it's min b'she'einoy minoy. So Rabbi Kveger brings to the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir said that he thinks that Rashi is chayla. He says, what drove Rashi to learn that they mixed these dogim tmeim with basar? That's a strange dish to make. Dogim with basar. Why didn't Rashi learn that it was dogim tmeim with dogim tayr? Okay, Rabbi Nugershim, that's how he says the case. That it was dogim tmeim with dogim tayr. Why did Rashi say the case was dogim tmeim with meat? The answer is because Rashi thought if it was dogim tmeim with dogim tayr, then a kfeil won't be able to tell the difference. It's the same taste. That's what forced Rashi to learn that it's dogim tmeim with Dogim Tmeim with meat. So that's Takim in Mishen Amina, you can give it to a kvei. Yeah.
In our Mishnah on Tzadi Baba Reis was talking about Dog Tame, and we said by the rotate that's been in his time. So if they had the same taste, how would you know?
I don't know. Like it sounds like the shakta, it's a different taste. Man shem akirei b'naisim tam. Oh, but Rashi says b'naisim tam could be even by min b'mina. Rashi says by chaticha b'na chatichos, it also says lashon me'ah b'naisim tam. So Rashi, what b'naisim tam is min b'mina. So Rashi says min b'mina, the efshel will make him a taimo, so shishim is b'naisim tam. So it's not, doesn't have to literally mean that it's nice and time that you could tell the difference. But here, if Yochanan said to give it to a kvelo, give it to a kvelo means that it's really mimishay and aminoi. That says from Kveger, Hashem the Bismaya, that's a raya. So that only works because it's not, they weren't all fishy. But if they will be fishy, then it wouldn't help to give it to a kvelo, not like the Shach. The Rashash, she asks a different question. The Rashash says, there's a machaikas apais, you know, the Gemara says that eating fish and meat together is a sakhag. So the mechalikas apaiskim, the Rashash brings it over here. Do you say bittul b'shishim eda? Somebody, some gefilte fish fell into the chon. So is it? Do you say, well, it's bottle b'shishim, or do I say maybe chamir sakanta meisura? Maybe by sakana you don't rely on bittul b'shishim. Mechalikas. So the Rashash says, l'charetz arrived from here. Rashi learned that they cook these dogim tmeim with meat. And Rav Yochanan said, mutter mekfeilen. If it's not nice in time, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's a sakana. So Rashash says maybe dogim tmeim are not a sakana with meat. Maybe the sakana is only kosher fish with meat. But trefa fish with meat, maybe it's not a sakana. And he did anyway, but then for that it helps to give it to a kvela. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.
You don't know my girl.